It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Our conversation about the housing market and why so few of us are buying homes at a time of low interest rates sent many of you to your keyboards. Kim in San Francisco wrote, "Prices and mortgage rates might be at record lows, but there's still a lot of confusion in the market. I purchased a home 1 year ago and had a 30% down payment, solid credit scores, and still had to jump through hoops to secure the purchase. My home was appraised for less than the asking price, and the bank was not able to obtain a second appraisal. We had to shift gears, go with a private lender who required a higher down payment and paid higher closing costs. It was stressful and a prolonged transaction and not for the faint of heart." And from Ray Klein in Michigan, "Perhaps people are a little skeptical about dealing with banks and mortgage companies after the last few years. It may not be so much the economics as a lack of trust for banking companies. 30 years after the first case of HIV/AIDS was diagnosed, we were advised to practice safe sex. We asked you to tell us if you still practice safe sex." Parker in Birmingham, Alabama, sent this comment, "The definition of monogamous relationships seems to differ among different groups of people, especially among younger people who are sexually active. Their definitions often include what I would refer to as serial monogamy. The end result is unprotected sex with multiple individuals, one at a time. Finally, we asked you to tell us your earliest childhood memory." Steve Jell from Arkerfeld, Kansas, shared this with us. "Visiting Grandma's farm the summer I turned 3, I was in the cow lot behind the house when I suddenly came face to face with a painted box turtle. Galvanized by the shock of this face-to-face encounter with a live critter, I went running into the house and, too excited to remember the right word, told Grandma and the others, 'I just saw a frog with a shell on it,' to the great amusement of all." If you have correction, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there, @TOTN, or follow me, @NeilConan, all one word. Our technical director is Sean Phillips. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Jerry Tennant, and Michael Cullen. Tomorrow, political junkie Ken Rudin returns with a look at the debate last night in New Hampshire. Join us for that. I'm Neil Conan, Talk of the Nation, NPR News.